Exclusive: Matt Gaetz plans creation of a select committee to probe into Biden family. By Wendell Hasebo on August 1, 2022. House Republicans are gearing up to investigate the Biden family business with the possible creation of a select committee after the GOP likely reclaims the House in midterm elections. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, exclusively revealed to Breitbart News on Monday. Serious discussions have taken place among Republican members to assemble a select committee to investigate the Biden family, Gaetz told Breitbart News. I can tell you all the discussions I've had with my colleagues have been positive about a select committee, he said. A select committee is a type of temporary committee created to conduct investigations or consider other measures on a specific topic. According to Gaetz, the committee would be formed of members with expertise from the Foreign Affairs Committee, Financial Services Oversight Committee, and Judiciary Committee. There have already been discussions among members about what different committees need to contribute to a select committee to look into Hunter Biden, Gaetz explained. Gaetz explained the Democrats' partisan January 6 committee has set a precedent for creating a select committee and how the select committee can be populated from a congressional member's position. I'm not suggesting we establish a select committee for political payback, but to look into very legitimate concerns about influence peddling and compromise and leverage that may exist today over the Biden family, he said. Referencing the Republican National Committee's research team's list of 16 times Joe Biden has met with Hunter's business associates, Gaetz believes some of Hunter Biden's former partners may want to come forward and speak with a select committee. We may have more Tony Bobulinskis that simply haven't been given the protection of a Republican majority that could honor whistleblower protections and do something with the information, Gaetz suggested. Gaetz also revealed Republicans will likely subpoena phone companies, travel records, expense reports, foreign officials, and international influence brokers that may link President Joe Biden's official activity with shady business deals that Hunter Biden was clearly running in a variety of countries. The subpoena power could be run through the select committee's purview if Republicans obtain the House majority. The Biden family's business deals, which include Hunter's businesses of Rosemont Seneca and BHR, will be a top priority for House Republicans because they may involve highly sophisticated influence peddling within the Biden family, Gaetz stated about the relevant record collection from those entities. It is Congress's responsibility to pass laws that ensure we don't have a compromised first family, he continued. We need to understand how influence in our government was bought and sold through Hunter Biden's various entities. Having someone become vice president, corresponding with an adult son's automatic and raging success as an international businessman, is likely not a pattern we want to repeat as a country, he continued. Chinese officials greenlit a business license for the Bohai Harvest, BHR, business entity of Hunter Biden astonishingly quickly after he was in China on Air Force Two. So we are going to want to talk to some people around that deal to understand what was traded for that, if anything. When asked if Attorney General Merrick Garland should appoint a special counsel, Gaetz replied he is unsure if many Department of Justice, DOJ, officials would benefit from a special prosecutor. I don't know, there are a lot of people in the Department of Justice who think they are going to make their career by bringing greater scrutiny or accountability to Hunter Biden, Gaetz said, mocking Joe Biden's Justice Department. It's probably the other way around over there, he said. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.